Welkom bij de podcast van Hour of Power Nederland. Je gaat nu luisteren naar de boodschap van Bobby Schuler. De boodschap is in het Engels. Liever met Nederlandse ondertiteling erbij? Bekijk dan de uitzending op hourofpower.nl of op ons YouTube kanaal.
Right now we're in the Father's world. He made it and he loves it. And not everything in it is good because of evil, but in it there is so much that is available to you. And I think too often we miss out on these amazing opportunities. Has there ever been a time in human history that is more amazing than today? I don't know. It's definitely up there. And it is easy in that world to compare yourself to other people who have the things you want and say, I'll never be like that, I'll never have that. This world is bent against me, or the system is rigged, or everything's unfair, or once my guy gets in office, then things will get better, whatever. None of those things are true. Here's what's true for you. The whole world is open to you, and all things are possible for you. But something has to change. And the thing that has to change is here and here. When we change, everything changes. My hope for you this morning is that you'll get a vision for your life, that no matter how young you are, or how old you are, or how healthy or unhealthy you are, that if you can simply understand the sermon, you can understand the world. And that in that world, you can transform your life and you can change your future. So I want to invite you today to believe that there's still something great for your life. There's something great for you. There's something available for you today. Yes, you've missed out on some things, and yes, you've taken some things by the horn, but what lies in front of you? What lies before you? And the question is an incredible amount of opportunity, and I'm encouraging you today to get ready. Who's ready today? Get ready. So there's many ways that we get ready for the opportunities God has for us. Here's the first thing. Before we learn to say yes to the opportunities of life, we have to learn to say no. No doesn't feel like a very Christian word, does it? It doesn't feel like very saintly to say no. But here's what I've learned as a Christian who's had seasons in my life where I'm saying yes to all sorts of things I shouldn't be saying yes to, is that if we want to be ready for what the Lord has to do in our life, we have to also be willing to say no to a number of things. We have to say no to unimportant things so we can say yes to important things. I mean, that is so simple, isn't it? It's so obvious. If only we did it. You say, well, how do I know what's important and what's unimportant? I think you know. And if you don't know, ask the Lord. Ask the Lord, is this thing important to you or is it not? Set aside part of your life that you're ready to say yes to the Lord when the invitation arrives. We get ready to touch more lives and make a bigger difference. So the opportunity is coming. Let's get ready. Amen? We're going to be ready. Now Jesus tells us a parable, a wonderful parable, about a banquet. Wealthy, powerful man puts together this amazing banquet. And what it doesn't say in the text, but would be assumed by everyone who's hearing the story, is he sends out invitations to a bunch of people. The same way you would send out invitations if you're going to have a wedding. Not everyone's invited. Only the special group of people are invited. And when they get that invitation, they can mark yes or no. And the people we're going to hear about marked yes. They said, yes, I'll be there. When it's ready, come and fetch me. Well, now the food's done. The musicians have done their sound check. They're ready. And now the announcements go out. Hey, the festival, the food, the thing, it's ready. It's ready. You said you'd come. It's time to come. And so they go out. And the first guy they meet, in Jesus' day, this would have been hilarious. This would have been like the funniest thing ever. So he says to them, the first guy, he goes, the banquet's ready. And he says to them, is that today? I can't make it. I've just bought some land, and now I have to go see it. And at that, everybody went on, right? A big, big hearty laughter. Why? Nobody would ever buy land first and then go see it. So they laugh. What a ridiculous reason, right? The second person says, I'm sorry. I can't make it. I just bought 5 oxen, and I have to go and try them. Everybody getting howling. Who would do that? So he's like saying, like he just bought 5 cars and now he has to go test drive them, right? Like, who would do that? Oh, ho, 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 ho. Third guy says, I just got married. And that's the most ridiculous one of all, because a wedding, just like today, is something you plan way in advance. He must have known when he RSVP'd that there would be a conflict. And so the reader hearing the story just hears these excuses that are actually offensive to the banquet person. Now think about that. Imagine you're having a wedding or something like that, and then you see a bunch of spots are missing from friends and family who said they'd be there and they didn't, and the food goes to waste. That's what it's like. That's what it's like for you in God's eyes sometimes, is that you RSVP'd for this thing. You said yes that you'd come to this thing. You said yes that you'd be ready. You said yes that when the meal was prepared, that when the criers came for you, it'd arrive. But so often we get that invitation and we don't say no. We say, you know, I just bought some land and I gotta go see it. This human nature. To sort of, in our heart, we've already said no, but then in our mind, we cook up a reason not to go. But God doesn't see the reason. He sees the heart. Let's change our heart today and get ready to say yes when the Lord invites us. Here's what I know. I've regretted saying no to the things that the Lord has invited me to. I remember once when I was walking back from the beach. It was a Monday, and I have this weird thing with Mondays that I really want to relax and take it easy. And I walked by a man, a young man about my age, younger than I am. I'm not young anymore, I can't say that. And he was in a suit, and he was crying. And I was walking by this man, it's just him and me, nobody else is around. I felt the Holy Spirit say to me, stop and pray with that man. But you know what I did? I just kept walking. I thought, well, it's awkward, he's crying, I'll just give him a minute. I just felt so impressed by the Spirit to pray with him. I walked about a block, and I said, nope, I'm going to go pray with him. I ran back, and guess what? He was gone. That's the end of the story. And I still think about it today. Maybe you have something like that in your life. A missed opportunity. You just weren't ready. You weren't ready in your heart or here. It was like, I'm taking a day off from God because it's Monday. I'm taking a day off from helping people. It's my day off. Here's what Jesus said. All right, you're going to pass. Go out in the highways and the byways and just invite everybody to come. Just invite everyone to come. Remember, Reinhard Bonnke told a story. This amazing, he passed away. This amazing missionary who brought millions of people to faith all around Africa. One day he was praying. He said, Lord, thank you for putting this anointing on me. Thank you for choosing me to do this. And the Lord spoke to his heart and said, I didn't choose you to do this. I chose 4 other people and they said no. Now, is that really the Lord? I don't know, but that feels like a believable story to me. Now, that's the case. Now, what if you're one of those poor people and God comes and the invitation comes to you and say, me? You invite me? Think about how joyfully those people sing and dance and enter into God's kingdom. Let's enter into God's kingdom with joy in that way. Amen? So here's the message today. Don't miss out on the life you RSVP'd for. Don't miss out on the life you RSVP'd for. You don't have the life you want? Change something now. It's your life. No one is going to captain the ship for you. If you signed up for a life that you wanted, do it. Go for it. If you RSVP'd for a life in God's kingdom to be a disciple of Jesus, go for it with all that you've got. Give it all to the Lord. Watch what he'll do with your life and with your body and with your mind. You say, well, I did that and I messed up. Have you not read the gospel? How gracious the Lord is to all of us, including me, who have messed up many, many times. The gospel is not about being perfect. It's about clinging to the cross when we make a mistake. You do your best and forget the rest. Maybe you RSVP'd to have kids. You said, I just want to have kids. I can't wait to have kids. And then now you had kids and you're kind of busy for them. No! If you have kids, love them. If you have a job, work at it with all your heart. The biblical word for work in the Bible, avodah, Hebrew, it also means worship. Worship and work. It's the same word. It means that our work can be our worship, that we can honor God with our lives. You signed up for that job. You hoped you'd get the job. Maybe you complain about your boss and your job and things are unfair. Do your job with all your heart. Watch how your life changes. Faith, friends, your dreams, your goals, your job, your kids, don't miss out on the life you RSVP'd for, especially just because it gets a little hard and a little abrasive. So an invitation's coming. Invitation's coming for you from the Lord. An invitation is coming to you. Will you be ready? Will you be ready for the opportunity of life? We have eyes to see and ears to hear about the opportunities that God has for you. Yogi Berra says, the future ain't what it used to be. That's a good line. You want a future that's different? You want a future that's changed? You got an idea of where your future will be and you want a different future? You got to be a different person. You got to be a different person. And you become a different person by inviting the Lord into your life and by practicing his disciplines and by engaging in the things that change the heart and the mind. Here's one way of saying it. The future doesn't come to you. It comes from you. Now, if I was taking notes, that would be one I would write down. I know it's very philosophical, but boy, this is the truth. The future doesn't come to you. It comes from you. I'm going to ask you three rapid theological questions in order. Here's number one. What's the number one subject Jesus talks about? If you ask most people in a seminary, what are they going to say? They're going to give you the right answer, and the answer is the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven. Okay? He talks about that all the time, almost every sermon. Number two, what is the kingdom of heaven? Or what is the kingdom of God? We could say something like this. It's the present rule and power of God. All right? Finally, question number three, and this is a good one. Where is the kingdom of God? Where is it? Now, in Jesus' day, this is an answer. He answers this question. The rabbis and Pharisees of his day say, Lord, when will the kingdom of God happen? Right? When's it going to come? That would be like someone asking me, Pastor, when will the rapture happen? And here's what I look at them and I say, the rapture is not coming in the future because the rapture is within you. They would go, wait, what? Now, rapture, you know what the word rapture means? That means immense feelings of joy. Oh, I digress. I've lost everybody. Here's what Jesus says. Where is the kingdom of God? Where is the kingdom of God? He says, the kingdom of God is within you. It's in you. If you try to get the kingdom of God out there before it's in you, it's legalism. And it makes things worse, actually. The kingdom of God is inside of you. And that is where your future comes from. When we get our whole life, our whole mind, our behaviors, our thinking, our books, our friends, our church, everything, we get as much in line with the power of the Spirit that's inside of our bodies, with the life of God that's inside of us, everything gets better. Everything. The kingdom of God, the power of God is in your body. That's the Holy Spirit. And see, that's actually happening. We need to get this inside of us. This is the most important thing we have to have right. We understand that we're carrying something inside of us. Inside of us. It's inside of you. It's inside of you. It's inside of you. In your body. It's in there and it's around you. And so begin to believe that the disciplines that we practice in life prepare us for a new kind of life. You want a different future, become a different person. You want a bigger life, become a bigger person. It's all available to you. It's all available to you. All disciplines, people say, what are some of these disciplines you talk about? It doesn't sound very spiritual to me. Practicing guitar, learning German, that doesn't sound very spiritual. What about working on computers? Is that spiritual? Here's something we have to learn in God's kingdom. It's all God's. All disciplines are spiritual, and they all stack. If God's calling you to learn how to work on cars, or sew flags, or build or work with wood, and it's from the Lord, it's important. It's important. It blends with everything else. So keep growing and keep training. Expand your life with God. Expand your life with God. Here's something I've learned, is that the Lord stretches us. And I actually took a class on stretching. And I paid for it. It was like $75 for this online class. And I learned a lot about stretching. One of the first things I learned is that stretching has to happen slow. I wanted to do it fast. It takes a long time. Here's the second thing I learned. Stretching has very little to do with your muscles and tendons. Did you know that? It has almost everything to do with your CNS, your central nervous system. So actually what you're doing is you're training your brain and spinal cord to relax your body. That's one of the most important parts of stretching. That blew my mind. And I think this is also true in the spiritual world, that when God is stretching us, he's not just stretching what we think, he's stretching us here, huh? He's changing us here. Dr. Schuller, I was in his office one day, and he asked me, Bobby, are you afraid of achieving your goals? I thought about it for a minute. I said, you know what? No, I'm not. I am not afraid of achieving my goals. And he looks at me and he leans forward and he says, that's the problem. What do you mean? What did he mean by that? He meant he always wanted people to have bigger goals that were big enough that are not so much that they destroy you, but big enough that it stretches you. And here's another way he would say it. Have a dream big enough that God could fit in it. Have a dream that's big enough that you believe that God was a part of it because you know you couldn't have done it on your own. Have goals and dreams for your life that are just big enough that it's stretching you. It's like a little scary. It's important to be stretched. In fact, just open your heart right now and just say, Lord, in what ways do you want me to stretch today? What ways do you want me to change in my posture towards my neighbor? Maybe it's even closing your eyes, just kind of quieting your heart and actually listening to the Spirit. Maybe what are some ways now that you can think that the Lord is stretching you or trying to change you or help you in some way? Here's the thing about stretching. The more you do it, the easier it gets. But it also makes you bigger, makes you bigger. Maybe God's asking you to go first, to reconcile. Maybe God's asking you to give more. Maybe God's asking you to confess a sin to a friend. Maybe he's asking you to put someone in charge of your church or your business. Maybe he's asking you to pitch your thing 100 times. Maybe he's asking you to pray with someone or share your faith. There's a million ways that God will speak to you. But listen to him. Lord, how do you want me to stretch? Like a tree stretches its branches to the sky, how will you stretch your life this week into God's kingdom? How will you get a bigger life? There's always a bigger life available to you if you're willing to stretch. Some of you are here today, and I just want to close with this. You don't know the Lord. You don't know what I'm talking about. It sounds weird when I'm talking about praying for people in the Spirit and heat and all this stuff. I want you to know the Lord today. Are you at peace with God? Many of us, we used to have a faith, or we knew our grandparents' faith, or whatever, but we say, I'm really not at peace with God. This is a moment right now that you can know the Lord, you can be at peace with him. Jesus Christ laid down his life on the cross that we could have a completely blank slate. He did it because he loves you. He didn't do it because, oh, I just want to get rid of sin. He wants to get rid of sin because sin destroys us, steals all the life out of us. He wants you to be close to him. God wants you to have a home in heaven and to be full of his Spirit today. So I would encourage you today to make a decision to invite Jesus Christ in your life, to believe that he was crucified and raised from the dead for you, and you will be saved. No matter who you are, let's pray together now. Father, we pray in Jesus' name that you'd forgive us of our sins. We invite your Holy Spirit to come into our lives. We ask you to challenge us, to stretch us. We know when you stretch us, it doesn't harm us, but it causes us to be stronger. It causes our lives to be bigger. Lord, when we become less, you become more. Become more in our lives. Lord, help us to say no to the things that are harming us so we can say yes to your life in us. Lord, help us to know what it means to be a disciple, to live your way, to bring our lives in line with your word. Lord, put people in our lives that will help us do that. Lord, we love you and we thank you, and it's in the strong name of Jesus we pray. All God's people said, amen. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Bedankt voor het luisteren naar de podcast van deze week. We hopen dat deze boodschap jou heeft bemoedigd. Wil je meer weten over Hour of Power of dagelijkse bemoedigingen ontvangen? Ga dan naar www.hourofpower.nl.